Hey there, multi-prep teachers. You know how professional development never seems to quite get to what we need? It's like, great idea, but how do I make this work when I have 3+ preps to juggle? That's exactly why I created the Simplify Your Preps Collective. It's a free Facebook group built just for teachers like you, where we share tips, resources, and real talk about making multi-prep teaching less overwhelming and more doable. Sound like your kind of space? Head to kristenmasick.com/collective and join us today. Let's simplify together. We have officially finished our first full week of school, and Jared and I are exhausted. Our kids are exhausted too, which is good because then they fall asleep sooner at night. But I wanted to share with you the 5 things that I feel like are saving me the most at this point and that are keeping me going and helping me sustain myself as an educator, especially starting year 17. I hope there are some things that you might be able to learn from, and perhaps there are some things on here that can save you. Welcome to the Secondary Teacher Podcast, the podcast for middle and high school teachers juggling multiple preps to get the strategies to reduce overwhelm so that you don't have to choose between being an effective teacher and prioritizing important relationships. I'm your host, Kristen Masick, a 10-year high school engineering teacher, former middle school assistant principal, and teacher coach. Every week, we will discuss strategies, systems, and time-saving tips to help you not only survive but thrive as a multiple prep teacher. Full disclosure, I am not an affiliate for any of the products that I might mention in this episode. I just really like them and feel like I want to share them with you. The first thing that is saving me right now are high protein snacks. When I was teaching and even as an administrator, I would keep food in my drawer, and more often than not, it was candy. It was the candy that I bought saying that I would be giving them to students, and then I literally would eat them every single day, especially chocolate, like those little mini candy bars. Those were my go-to. But since I have been trying to get healthier, I have switched to high protein snacks. As an administrator, I would never eat lunch at the same time every day. We would typically eat lunch after the students ate lunch because we were doing supervision during lunchtime. And if there was a fight, we had to wrap up everything after. And there were times where I don't think I ate until 2 o'clock and school got out at 2:25. So really not good for your body. This is when I started having these healthier snacks because I was realizing how much it was killing my metabolism and my hormones were just totally out of whack because my body just wasn't sure what to do. I start the day with a protein shake. I don't like breakfast. I've never been a breakfast person. It's really hard for me to eat breakfast. I can throw back a protein shake, and that has been really helpful. Whatever kind of protein you like. Recently, I've started using or drinking the Just Ingredients brand. It's thin, so it's not thick. If you've ever had the thick protein shake, it's really hard to swallow and it's just gross. That just adds to me also not liking breakfast. But this, I add it to water and it ends up being the consistency of milk. I found a flavor that I really like. I like the Snickerdoodle flavor, which does taste like Snickerdoodle, but also tastes like horchata to me. I love it. I can drink it every single day. And my husband has some favorite flavors too, like strawberries and cream. They have several good flavors. It is a great protein that we have really started liking. I drink that first thing in the morning to help boost my initial protein for the day. Then the other snacks that I like to have is trail mix. If you can get the snack bags or like the little bags that you can just get that's individually packaged, I eat those a lot. But I know that sometimes there's an issue with having nuts at schools because of allergies, so just be aware of that. I do like having trail mix because nuts are a good way to get my protein. The final way that I eat protein or have high protein snacks are the Chomps meat sticks. They're like a healthy and better Slim Jim is kind of what it reminds me of. I shop at Costco and there's a full size one, but then there's also a half size, like a mini one. I can fit those in my purse, on my desk, anywhere I need to eat on the go. Even right now, if I'm doing classroom visits, their schedules could be all over the place. Sometimes eating at a specific time is unpredictable. Let's go to my second thing that's saving me. And those are SOP, standard operating procedures, which is not an educational term, although it is an acronym and we love our acronyms. But the idea is that it's a tutorial. I created 4 things I only do once a year. And so now as we're starting the school year off again, I am having to remember what I did last year. I'm now having to rack my brain to figure out how to do what I did at the beginning of the school year last year. But last year I was smart and I made a bunch of SOPs. I knew that there were things that I was only going to do once a year, once a semester, or once a term. And I took snapshots and screenshots along the way. That's one way you can do it. Take screenshots. The other thing you can do is record yourself making a video of your screen. You can use Loom or any other software to record your screen. And then save it with a clear name so that when you're searching for it next year, you're able to find it. It doesn't really matter what file folder you put it in, especially if you're using the cloud, if you're using Google Drive, as long as you have a clear name that you are going to be able to search for. The other great thing about Google Drive now is that when you search, it also searches the text or the content within your. It can also find things that way. Good ideas of things to do for SOPs. Setting up your grade book. If there's a special way that you have to do it or some sort of order with your student information system that requires you to do this to a class, do this to a class, do this class, and then clone it, record all of that. Those are things that I just always forget. Creating a seating chart for the first time can also need to have some sort of SOP. And honestly, things that you just do once a year or once a term, a semester, it's going to save you a ton of time to just take a few minutes, do some screenshots now, and then you will have that when you need to do it again. The next thing is freezer meals. I've talked about freezer meals before, but honestly, freezer meals are saving my life, saving Jared's life, our marriage, everything, because we always know that we have dinner in the freezer. And what we do is on Saturdays, I will go through and pull out 5 and we'll put them in the inside freezer. And then we have on our phones, we have shared a note that has a running list of everything, like our inventory, what we have outside and what we have inside. We know these are the 5 meals that we're going to be making. When I come home, I can put the freezer meal in the Instant Pot and cook it. It takes usually like 45 minutes to an hour max. And typically what we have to do is make some, whether that's rice, noodles, vegetables, or some sort of starch. That's all we need to make. Everything else has been done for us. Currently, we use a company called Citrus Pear, which is here in the Mountain West. You can search online. You might have one near you. They have started to deliver them and they have actually started using FedEx and they will mail like the whole like box with a bunch of frozen packets and it comes frozen to our house, or they have locations where you can meal prep, and it is cheaper if you go to a place and meal prep. It takes about a couple of hours and you make 20 meals for your freezer. So that is what we are currently using. I have used recipes that I've found online. I know that there is someone on Instagram, and now I can't remember her name, but she has specific freezer meals. If you just search up like freezer meals that she would have, she'd probably pull up, or someone similar. And then I have found some books, one of which was called Don't Panic, Dinner's in the Freezer, which was one of my favorites. The downside is there are no pictures, but everything we've made in that book has been really good. When we were using that book, the strategy that we used is that we would cook something for the night, like tacos, but I would make three times the amount we needed, and then we would freeze the other two portions for another. Those are some options that could really save you time and really help out is using freezer meals. The next thing that is saving me are snack baskets. I started this summer and I wasn't sure if it was going to work. My kids right now are 10, 9, 5, 3, and baby. And the four older ones, if allowed, would eat us out of house and home. They are not teenagers yet, but they're grazers. They want to eat everything and anything and be in the pantry all the time, opening up any sort of snack. More often than not, they're probably thirsty, but they just want to be snacking all the time. So what I did this summer, and I've carried it on now that school has started as well, and it's really helped out for like after school snacks, is each one of them has a basket and they have like their name on them. And it is a smallish basket. So I believe it's about 6 inches by 8 inches and 3 inches tall. So it's not a huge basket, so it doesn't look like I need to have a ton of things to fill it. But what I typically do is I have some sort of pretzel or cracker in a coffee filter, because I learned this from daycare. They make great bowls that you can just dispose really quickly. So there's something that they can eat that way. And then we'll have some granola bars, some other snacks, trying to have fruit. I tried to put vegetables like carrot sticks and it worked for a little bit, but they don't love that. But then I'll also put in a little treat. So right now they love the Sour Swimmers from Trader. They're like knockoff Sour Patch Kids that are healthy for you, but they love them. I'll put a few in there. And when they come home, they have them on the table and they're ready to snack on until I get home, and then we are starting to get ready for dinner. That has been saving us from the kids opening up everything and leaving bags all over the house. And then last but not least, and this is probably the thing that's been saving me the most, have been my boundaries. The boundaries I set specifically when it comes to email have really been saving me. So one of the boundaries that I've set is to not check my email until I am ready to tackle what's going to be in there. Email is someone else's to-do list. I don't realize that those things need to be done until I open up the email. If I have other things to do, I don't open up my email. I wait, get some of my tasks done, and then open up my email. There have been several times where I have put my blinders on and I have not opened up my email or even my personal email. I've just gone through and deleted a bunch of stuff and not looked into things, even if things have intrigued me or enticed me. Maybe I just let them continue in my inbox. That has really helped. I do not check my email at home unless I want to do. I don't have my email notifications on. That boundary has really helped me, especially when I get home and I've just been at the office, so there shouldn't be anything to check. But for some reason, I pull out my phone. I'm not going to my email. I'm not being alerted, so I'm not feeling the vibrations. I'm not hearing the beeps. So I'm not feeling this pull towards having to check my email at all times. That has probably been saving me the most, is first that I set those boundaries, and then secondly that I have stayed with them. Okay, so just want to review. Here are the five things that are saving me right now. The first is high protein snacks. The second are standard operating procedures for things that happen once, twice, three, or four times a year. Next is freezer meals, followed closely by snack baskets for my children. And then finally, last but not least, are boundaries, specifically when they are dealing with email. If this episode was helpful to you, it could be for, make sure to share it and tag me on Instagram at Kristen Masick, KHRISTENMASSIC. Until next week.